The answer is yes. An organization may be required to follow more than one privacy law. The diagram in the center of the page shows different types of organizations. At the top, we have a covered entity. To the left, we have an OMH OPWDD facility. To the right, a social service agency serving clients with HIV. So what we're demonstrating here are types of organizations who would then have to say, well, you know, what should I do? So we know that, for example, a covered entity is a type of organization that has to follow HIPAA. We know that facilities have to follow the Mental Hygiene Law 3313. And we know that social service agencies who are serving clients with HIV have an obligation to follow the Public Health Law 27F and its confidentiality requirements. And the fact of the matter is, you could have a scenario where someone's a covered entity under HIPAA, but they also happen to be licensed either in their entirety or a set portion of their business by the Office of Mental Health and or the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities. And so if someone meets both those definitions, then they're now subject to HIPAA and the Mental Hygiene Law, Section 3313. So key takeaway is you really have to, you know, within your own organization, have a sense of what your business practice is, what definitions you might, you know, statutorily or regulatorily meet, and what that means then for your privacy obligations. But importantly, you may have to follow more than one privacy law.